Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming yet another episode of the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, I hope this show finds you safe and well. Ricky and Pam are joining me today, and we're going to have a fun discussion about the Disney stimulus package. That's right. Here in the United States, our government has tried to kickstart the economy with a stimulus package and put a little money in every American's pocket. But what if Bob Iger called us and said, you know what, you've been a longtime faithful Disney fan. We're going to have drop a $500 Disney gift card in the mail, but you got to spend it on some kind of an experience, an item, a meal, what have you, down at Walt Disney World. Where are you going to spend it? What are you going to spend that $500 on? How are you going to stimulate the Walt Disney World economy? We're going to give our thoughts on today's show, and then we'll pick that up tonight on the Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When you want to stimulate the economy and support an American small business, book that next trip with the Magic for Less. These are travel agents that work hard. They support their families. And but the bottom line is they want you to have the most magical vacation every time at the lowest cost possible. No reason to waste money. And you can have a great trip and not spend a whole lot right there. And those agents are right with you to take care of you in every way possible. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support everything we do here on the podcast. So please bookmark it and use it often. Thank you so much. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1652 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. And I was re-listening to the shows just to check the audio levels, and just because, you know, that's, I'm trying to keep the shows as, you know, we try to keep the production value as high as possible. So I try to get the levels and everything when I listen back. And I think Pam said it best about Fridays. I think it was last week. She said, Friday's kind of lost its punch in or something like that in these days. You're right. Right? I mean, I used to really look forward to Friday. You know, you kind of wrap up the week. You go out to eat at your favorite Mexican restaurant. You see your favorite servers. Maybe on a Friday night, you'll cruise down to Target, do a little, you know, shopping in the store there. Then, you know, maybe cruise through Dairy Queen, or in St. Louis, you might go through Fritz's Frozen Custard. You know, and just go out and see people and leave your house. We don't do that anymore, but we'll be back to it soon. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you nailed it, Pam. So I'm going to reverse it tonight. Joining us, she's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, and she has had her Friday punched out. We have Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
I know. More often than not, I feel like punching something, I will say. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I try to be appreciative of every day, grateful, of course, for all of the things, the positive things going on. But at times, I think, I think this is okay. You can cut yourself a little bit of slack and grace in this space. It's a little much. I would like my Fridays to get back to a more normal kind of thing, where I actually get to go out of my house and do things.
So. I just want to walk the aisles in Target. And I would have not said that a month ago. I hate going shopping.
Right? I know. I know. That's what I keep saying. I hope TJ Maxx misses me as much as I miss it.
Who's TJ? I don't know him.
You know him.
And his brother Marshall.
Yes, right. Oh, golly.
Yeah, so today we're walking around the lake, and Paige is making a vet reservation for the dog Riley. Okay, so apparently the vet now, like, they just, it's kind of like your Target pickup order. Like, apparently, yes. Like, you put the dog in the trunk, they come out, grab the dog, they take him in, you leave, and they come back, call you, I guess, and they throw the dog back in the trunk and give you like a report card. I don't know. It's kind of like that, maybe, I think. But anyway, she's worried that maybe Riley has put on a few pounds, you know, and I'm like, well, you know what? We've all put on a few pounds. I'm like, cut the dog some slack. I've added probably 10 pounds and I keep feeding the dog goldfish. So what are you going to do? So anyway, she probably has. She got a little junk in the trunk.
It's probably your fault the dog is weight gain.
It's one of the few things we have at this point.
The dog's got some junk in the trunk and it's okay. Ricky, what's going on? She's from themouseforless.com and touringplans.com. Ricky, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So I found this meme and I thought that it was quite fitting. Do you remember back when we were all super judgy about Anna and how desperate she was for a connection after like 10 years of quarantine? Right. Yeah, me too. I ain't judgy no more.
All right, what'd she do? She talked to the pictures on the walls. Dude, I'm like, you know, like, hey, Walt, what's going on? For my like one share of Disney stock here in the studio. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
I mean, I would fall in love with the man I just met too at that point. Now I understand. I got it.
Yeah,
we're good, Anna.
Right?
We're good. Yes.
We totally get it. We totally get it.
But you get a little reprieve for, today, actually. I think your state's back open. You can go get a haircut.
A little bit
we'll
of a
let us know how that goes. Yeah, you can get a haircut.
Brian's already, you know, waiting in line at Great Clips. He's been outside since Tuesday. So, you know,
I'm going to have to fly down to Georgia so I can get my haircut. Like, seriously, this has crossed my mind.
Come on down. We got room.
Gosh.
I heard at some point the devil went down to Georgia, so I'm just saying.
He did. He may be in my house, let's just be honest.
Something about a soul and the fiddle and all that stuff. I don't know how it turned out. Listen to the song.
I don't either.
So. All right, so let's get to today's show. Today, we're trying to be a little creative. You know, it's we're surviving people. We're trying to help give you a laugh, at least, and maybe a little Disney talk. So, I mean, desperate times, man. It's not a lot. You can't get a lot of news and what's going on because there's not much happening. But here's the deal. Earlier this month, we had the stimulus package that was announced, and a lot of Americans got a little check in their account there. Not everybody did, but some people got that check. And the point is, you know, as I understand all this, is that money's there to help people cover their essentials, especially a lot of people out of work. Not a laughing matter, but, you know, we always try to just be a distraction here. So with that money, what I see it as is that, and there were, let me just say, with the stimulus package, when it came out that day, I think that was the day the internet hit the ultimate meme game. Like, there were so many memes that day about, right, like, $1,200 in my pocket, can't go get my hair cut, you know, or like, can't go get a hairdo or get my nails done or anything like that. So anyway, I did crack up at all that stuff. So the point of that money, I think, obviously, is to inject cash into the economy so that the economy doesn't collapse. You go out, you spend that money. When you spend the money, you're having folks employed. You're having factories producing items and so forth. It's a trickle-down kind of thing. So we kind of came up, actually, I came up with this idea. I do not blame Ricky or Pam for this. This was totally me on my walk today. This was my idea. I'm always trying to come up with ideas.
That's good to specify because somebody's going to be like, God, the Beerus podcast
that was a
is
terrible
really
show.
Rock bottom yes. with these podcast episode shows lately.
Yeah, I don't want you coming down with me. But here's the idea I came up with. So we're talking about stimulus. What if instead of President Trump, Bob Iger, he's kind of the head of this, you know, Disney fandom, this Disney community. And he says, you know what? I see all you folks out there. You guys have been solid Disney fans. You know, we see that you spend some money coming to the resorts, going on Disney cruises. You subscribe to Disney Plus. You know, you're good little Disney fans. We're going to give you a Disney stimulus package. And so, you know, but Bob's like, you know, he's Bob Iger, even Chapek, they're kind of like president, vice president kind of thing. They're like, you know what? We can't give you $1,200. But what we're going to do is, we're going to give you a $500 Disney stimulus gift card. Now, there are stipulations with this stimulus. I just wanted to try to put that in there for alliteration. So here's the deal. You can't use it for your hotel. They're smart. They're like, to use this, you have to be on Walt Disney World property. You can use it for tangible goods. You can use it for dining. You can use it for an experience, like a tour. So you can use $500 however you like, but it has to be something that is spent once you get to Walt Disney World. See, they're smart because you got to buy your hotel room. You got to get your ticket. You can't use it for tickets. So we're going to try to come up with ideas of how we might spend our $500 Disney stimulus package down at Walt Disney World. And it doesn't have to be all at once because we're going to carry this on the show tonight, the live BR Guest Podcast Community Check-In, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on Facebook. So be ready to call in with your ideas. But Ricky, what say you? That you just, Iger gives you you got $500, bam, right there. It's not in your checking account. Let's just pretend. Let's make this real parallel. your My Disney Experience account all of a sudden has a checking aspect to it. I don't know. Yeah.
It gets deposited.
Exactly.
You have 500 bones, as Mallory would say. 500 large, as we say. Like when we're playing rummy at the table and I throw down like a king, queen, ace, I'd be like, bam, 30 large. What's going on? So how you spending your 500 large from Bob?
So, the first thing I thought of was, I could be the traditional frugal, girl that I am and like try to piece it out and spend it little bit by little bit by little bit. But, because this is, you know, money from, the Bobs, I am going
it would have,
to,
it would definitely have their, like both their heads like on the funds.
Exactly. Yes. I'm going to do something that I would never normally do, and I'm actually going to spend my money at Victoria and Albert's.
You're going all in with one thing?
I didn't say I was bringing Brian. I just said I was going by myself. So I still have some money. Let's put it that way. Brian's looking at me right now. He's saying, what? I don't get to go to Victoria and Albert's?
You're not getting any Popeyes tonight, buddy.
He says if I'm going, he's going. But until then, I have to eat corn. It's fine. I'm actually recording.
We love you, Brian. Keep going, Ricky. We are in the middle of a show.
Anyway. So I'm going to go to Victoria and Albert's because I would not normally do that. Like, that would not be something that I would spend my money on. But if I got, you know, stimulus money, like free money from Disney, I'm going to go and enjoy a nice meal that I normally would not decide to ever do. So I'm going, you know, fancy chef's table, Victoria and Albert's. I mean, I'll still have some money left over, but.
Yeah. So how much is that approximately? Like for one person chef's table, are we talking like $250? I think you'd be about halfway.
I think it is. I've been halfway, yeah.
Okay, so you still have $250 to spend. You go there, you get that nice meal.
You see?
Okay.
And that's why I said I'm not bringing Brian.
Brian's run the... Here's the thing. Brian's run a full Walt Disney World marathon. Bob recognizes that. That qualifies you for stimulus. That's what I say. So he gets his own.
That's right.
But he's not coming on the show. You just got to do your thing.
I mean, granted, he's ran the half marathon as a guy named Eugene. That's right. That's fine, you know?
You know what? They've been sending those checks that I've seen on our local news to, like, dead people. So maybe he's getting Eugene's cut too. I don't know.
Who knows? Eugene's check. I don't know.
So, okay, you got $250 left. You get Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, no.
Okay,
now
so,
it's my turn to keep going.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to keep going.
We can do that. Okay, so here, Pam, give your first. What's one thing you would spend your stimulus on?
So I think one of the things that I would do if this falls within the parameter of this is consider if you're staying at club level, you can pre-purchase those fast passes and get like those extra fast passes. And I think that would be awesome to have. I mean, you don't only have your three anymore. You have the extra ones as well. And I think that would be a huge plus.
So what's that running? Let's put an approximate value on that. Was it like, is it 60 a day or 60? It's 50. 60 in my head?
I think it's 52.
I think it's 50.
Inflation.
Inflation. That's what it is.
I don't know. Right? That's right around there. Okay. So say you're doing that. So let's say you did that
$50 per person per day.
Yeah. So let's say you did it.
You have to do it for three nights.
Yeah. So let's say, that's what I'm saying. Let's say that's $150.
So that's $150.
Okay. So, you've got Ricky's got $250 left. You have $350 left.
I know, right? Okay, so, I feel like I'm spending my money because Steve and Hannah are going to get their check too, right?
That's right. Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Like, the Bobs love Hannah and Steve as well. And,
okay,
I mean,
good.
My Pam, she's always there too. You know, she's getting a stimulus, you know. So, but I mean, we're just talking about us. We're just for us. This made up, people. This isn't happening. Don't get the worst thing is people are going to get expectations or getting a $500 gift card. Like, it's not happening.
Right. It's not happening. It's just us. We're just talking.
The more I keep thinking about this, the more I'm like, this is reality and it's not. Okay. So I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. So here's what I'm doing the first thing. Cause I'm like Ricky, something I've never done. You know what? New experience. This is kind of money from the Bobs. I've never been to California Grill. So I want to go up there and have a nice meal and check that out because that's going to have, it's going to keep that restaurant with all the servers and the chefs and the, you know, the wait staff and the, you know, the bus boys and all that stuff. So how much do you think would an average meal be for like one person? Pam, you go there all the time. What are you talking, $100? Maybe more, 150?
No, I bet you could do it. I mean, it really depends on, are you getting appetizer, entree, and dessert? You probably should get all three.
I mean, I'm stimulating the economy, man. I'm being patriotic.
Maybe a drink. Maybe a margarita.
And a drink. Yeah, you have to get a drink for sure because they have good drinks. And they always have interesting drinks too. I always ask the waiter what he's loving at that time. And so that's a cool thing too. I think you can get out of there for $150 for sure. So
sweet.
I think it'd be all right.
That's still expensive, but yeah, sweet. It's not my money. It's the Bob's. You're right.
That's right.
I mean, really, you're kind of being Sam Eagle. You're being very patriotic by spending this money and keeping everybody
100%.
No, totally. If you pocket it, you're a communist. You know, you're being mean. No, just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just being like Sam Eagle. It's my favorite Muppet.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
That's too funny.
God, the other day I was sitting out for my turkey sandwich and one of those, you know how Google does that like a year ago, or you know, it just pop up like a random picture. It was the Regal Beagle, and I'm like, nice. Oh, dude, I'm having this cheap turkey sandwich with low fat Pringles or whatever, and this pops up on my feed while I'm eating lunch. Wrong.
Oh man,
so
Google, what's wrong with you? Okay, so I have 350 left too. Let me just pop in here real quick. Amy in the live chat says, I want to use any available Disney stimulus money to take on a Walt Disney World hashtag charcuterie challenge.
I love this idea.
We like this.
We have the word charcuterie, people. So
where
should I go get charcuterie? Oh, it's the second time.
Ooh.
On Disney property if I was going to try to get all the best charcuterie at Disney.
Yes!
Okay, so we're breaking for this. You get 3 minutes, Pam, real quick. Because we got to help Amy spend her stimulus money from the Bob's. Where do you get the best charcuterie?
Oh man, isn't it just so cheese? Many great places to get charcuterie.
Is that not just a fancy word for cheese? Am I not right? I mean, come on.
Cheese and meat.
And meat.
And meat and a few like olives, basically, or pickles, whichever
depending
one.
Depending on whatever it is. So we love the charcuterie board at Territory Lounge. I lost the word for a minute. Love that. That has some interesting things. There is, I mean, everywhere. The charcuterie everywhere is so good. I'm feeling like you're putting me on the spot here, but
I got it.
Okay.
Baseline Tap House.
Yes. That has a great one too. And their pretzel is not bad either with the cheese.
I get that pretzel and the charcuterie board every time I'm in that park now.
Brown Derby Lounge has a really good charcuterie too. Definitely can get that.
What about Tutto Gusto?
Yes, that's a good one too.
Yes, that's at Epcot in the Italy Pavilion.
Oh, man. Most of the lounges have some kind of charcuterie. So,
yep.
Yeah, Dan.
There's just, I mean, you could really bounce around. I need to do some research on this one. In fact, they should probably send me there right now. I'll go by myself so I can be socially distant. But
exactly.
Well, you got to make sure that the charcuterie society is properly stimulated. You know, you got to make sure.
Yes, right. And I want to make sure that the charcuterie is still up to par.
I think the charcuterie challenge is a really good idea.
But wouldn't charcuterie get better with age? Like it's just sitting there because it doesn't cheese age and it gets like tastier.
I'm not eating old cheese. I'm just saying it.
Yes.
And
not eating old cheese.
By the way, congratulations. We just set the podcasting record Hall of Fame for the most times charcuterie has been uttered in 3 minutes.
Now we'll have to think of reasons to beat that.
All right. Also, Craig throws in. Here's how he's spending his stimulus from the Bob's. I'll take a Keys to the Kingdom tour. It's about a $80, $90 value, I would guess. But you can get an AP for like $70, maybe. He's an AP. Oh, he's doing his family a four. Okay. Well, sorry. But, well, they're all getting their stimulus, though, probably.
There you go.
And he's going with dinner at 50s Primetime with the rest of the money. I like that. A little tour and a you know, experience and a meal.
Good.
And Primetime's a good value, very good value. I like that.
It is good value, good actually. Value. Yeah.
All right, so Ricky, you have $250 to spend. You spent $250 by yourself. You went by yourself and sat at the chef's table, but you had a good meal.
I did.
But you have $250
left. I had
a
great meal. I do not need Brian to enjoy the chef's table. I'm just saying. All right, so I am then going to take another part of a chunk of my money, and I am going to. Okay, so we'll take two chunks of my money. I'm going to go do the a fireworks dessert party because I've never done one of those.
Cheater. Somebody said that in the chat, Diane.
Huh?
Diane said that in the live chat.
Ah, there we go. But she's on a private pontoon, which I have done. Yes. So I can't say I haven't done that. And I've also done the Grand One now. So I've done that too. But I've never actually done the one at the Magic Kingdom. So I'm going to do the fireworks dessert party at the Magic Kingdom. And then I'm going to social distance myself because I'm going to go to Disney After Hours, which I've never done either. And because there's nobody at Disney After Hours, I mean, you know, it's pretty empty park at the Magic Kingdom at the after in the evening when they have these parties. So I'm gonna be able to social distance real well. And so I think that's what another $150 roughly that I'm spending there. So not too bad between the two of those things. Yeah,
that'll work.
Not too bad.
That'll and you know what? I'm kind of distracted because Jennifer in the live chat just said the thing I was, and I'm not kidding. You can't, you don't know. But this was honestly going to be my other thing I was going to use my money on was a tour. Because I've done most of the other tours. I love Disney tours. And I was thinking about the big one. The Ultimate Backstage Magic
Tour. Yeah.
But isn't that tour so bad.
But that's over $500 bucks. It's right at $500, right? I didn't want to spend my whole money on one thing. I think it's at least much? $500. It might be $799. Why is that in my head? I don't know.
That's not that tour.
Dude, it's expensive. Because I've looked at it a bunch of times. It's at least $499.
Hold on.
It's 8 hours. I was also thinking about a VIP tour guide, but that's more than $500.
That's worth it. We have to pool all of our money to do that
one. I know, but that'd be awesome. That'd be good stimulation. That'd be sweet. Walking by everybody just kind of being like a high roller. Yeah, what's the price on that ultimate?
Yes.
You have it?
Hold on. Okay, Backstage Magic is $275, Mike.
$275? Dude, I still have $350 left.
Yeah,
okay,
go to
now
that.
Okay, now I got to think. Because that's a good value if you get that whole... You sure? That seems awful cheap.
Yes, the Backstage Magic Tour, the one that takes you, like, you know, under the American Adventure and, you know,
yeah, I wanna
everything
see that.
Like that. Yeah. That's the one. You go to the Utilidors.
It's
you go
multiple
to
parks, right?
Costume, yeah. You go to Central Parks or Central Shops.
Central
Park. You have
Park.
Dinner at... Central Park. You have lunch at Tiffin's and then you
with
get
Ross.
Behind the scenes at River's Light, which nobody cares about. And it's $275. Look, I said to Brian a couple of days ago, by the way, that I was missing Disney so much that I would go watch River's Light.
I've seen that tweet. That tweet cracked me up. I saw that by multiple people. Like, I'm so tired of quarantine. I'd watch River's of Light. That's mean.
I would watch River's of Light.
That's
I'm just
mean.
Saying.
I saw it with
I'm
Joe Rohde. Okay, yeah. And so, dude, $0.02. Okay, here's the other thing. I got Ricky here looking stuff up. How much is the Animal Kingdom one where you get to do the rope bridge? Because Mallory is dying
the Wild
to do
Africa
that
track.
One.
Wild Africa
yes.
track.
Mallory is dying to do that one, so I'd like to do that with her because she's going to get stimulus money
too. That one is pretty cool, and it does depend basically when you do it because there's, I think in the mid-afternoon it's cheaper than in the
because you might
morning.
Die because it's so mid-July, mid-afternoon, it's like $5.
So it's like it ranges in the afternoon at least from $139 to $249, and it does depend also on like how busy the park is. So like in the summer it's probably going to be more close to that $249 price, and then in the morning it's $189 to $249. So
okay, let me think.
God, it's just in the morning. I'm just saying, but only if it's like a lower time of the day, you know, like a lower time of the year.
I would do it in the morning. So I would say like the one I would do is like $189. Okay, so I'm trying to think. $279.
Mike, if you're going in the summer, it's going to be $249. So.
Oh, in the summer, it's $249.
Yeah, it's when it's busy, it's more expensive.
So I'm not going to. I do. Okay, so here's the thing, because I'm trying to stretch this out because we don't have a whole lot for the show. No, just kidding. So, $279 for Backstage Magic or $249 for Wild Animal or the Africa the trek.
Backstage Magic, dude. It's a lot longer.
You get lunch. You get lunch at both. You get lunch at both.
Well, yeah, but you get lunch at Tiffin's at
Backstage Magic.
Yeah,
Backstage Magic with the Wild Africa trek, you just get a little tin.
But you get to eat on the savanna.
A little charcuterie tin.
But you get to eat on the savanna, right? That's
you do. Know? Yeah, you absolutely do.
Okay, so just stop the show for a second. Okay, we're not really stop the show. Which one would you pick, Pam? Right there at that price, $279 for the Backstage Magic or $249 for the Africa trek.
You know what? I think I'd pick the Africa Trek because it's a more unique experience.
I know. I kind of want to do the rope bridge thing.
I know. And I think that that's something that is really cool. And the little tip that you get is actually really cool. It's not just like some beans and stuff. It has like chicken curry salad and fruit and, you know, yeah, it's a really cool thing. So I think I might do that. I really, truly might. do the other one, because the other thing I'm gonna pick is a tour.
That's why I love tours. I was set on a tour for my second thing. I was doing a meal, a tour, and then merchandise is kind of my three-pronged approach to the stimulus.
Yeah.
So, oh God, man, which one am I gonna pick real quick so I can kind of end this? Alfred goes with Backstage Magic. Dang. Okay. I'm doing Africa Trek, $249. So I only have $100 left.
Wow.
But I'm doing it because, like Pam said, it's very unique. And I'm so jealous when I ride the regular Kilimanjaro safaris and I see the people up eating on the hill.
Right.
I'm not eating. I'm just riding in a Jeep. And people are like sticking their cameras in front of me. And I still can't see the Okapi because he's the ghost of the forest.
He is the ghost of the forest. Yeah.
That's why you can't see him. Okay. So I'm down to $100. That's what I'm. So how much do you have left, Ricky? Did you spend all yours?
So wait, okay. So how much was Victoria and Albert's? Was it
$250? We're saying. And you did the private something with a boat.
I spent $150. So that's $400. I've spent $400.
Okay, so you have $100 left.
$100. Yeah.
Oh, and seal the deal. Jennifer said they give you a name tag. It's made out of recycled elephant poop. Boom. Okay, fine. Sold. All right, Pam. You have, I believe, $350 still left.
I do. So I'm going to take $200 of it. And I am actually doing the tour I'm doing is over at the Animal Kingdom Lodges, and it's the Waniyama Safari. This is the one that drives you around the Animal Kingdom Lodge there, and you get to interact with those animals and spend some time there. And then you get to go have dinner at Jiko, which, hello, can you? I mean, I don't think you can beat that, right? And when you have dinner at Jiko, you get to, it's served kind of family style. And it has the dips and the bread and other kind of appetizers. But then they have the chicken and the fish. And I love the fish at Jiko. It has this tomato butter sauce on it, and it is so good. And it depends on what season it is, the fish it is. It could be sturgeon. It could be, grouper or something else. But anyways, it's always so good. And they also have the beef short rib. And then on top of it, it comes with desserts and a wine pairing. So this sounds like a pretty good night for $200.
I'm saying, totally.
Right? You get to hang out with the animals and then go eat at Jiko. Yes, please.
Why don't we do that every trip?
I know, right? It's actually kind of true thinking about it, because you get the tour and the meal.
Yeah. It's like when you go to Beer Garden, you get dinner and a show and a buffet at that.
Truth. So I spent $200 of my $350 I had left. So I still have $150 left.
Dang, you're ahead of the game. Okay, I'm doing my last things. It's simple. And actually, Kimberly's better than all of us here in the live chat. She says, I'd buy everyone on Main Street a Mickey bar to celebrate home and being not stuck at home anymore.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
That.
She's making it rain Mickey bars.
She's not selfish. I like that.
That's it.
They're going, I want the money. Let's go.
Hey, we're not selfish. We're capitalists.
That's right.
Just kidding. All right. So my last thing, and because this is a need. Okay. So California Grill was something I've always wanted to do. I always love tours. Tours are just great because it's seeing Walt. It's like a race. You get to see Walt Disney World in a different way. Mm-hmm. But this is something I have needed for the last 3 years. I need a new monorail in front of the Christmas tree, man. Mine doesn't even move anymore. It's so old. It's been around the trip so many times. It's kind of like the monorails at Walt Disney World. The doors fall off every once in a while. The characters fall out. It's got little characters. So I'm just buying a new monorail because that's about 90. They'll finish me off. So my card's it. So that's my stimulus. California Grill, Africa Truck Tour, and a monorail. Thank you, Bob's. I appreciate you. All right, Ricky, what are you finishing yours off with?
All right, so I, like you, I'm going to finish off with a souvenir, and I am going to finish with one of the gorgeous Disney dresses that they have. They have some that are not quite as expensive as others, so I'll go with one of the cheaper options. I'm going to just, because I wear dresses all the time when I'm at Disney, and actually all the time around everywhere when it's warm, so I am going to buy one of the Disney dresses because I love them so, so very much. So,
don't you have like a Spaceship Earth one? You have some, right?
I have the Spaceship Earth one. I have a Dole Whip one. I have a one that's like Fantasyland, or it's a Small World. And then I have the one I just got was that one that just came out. It's the greenish one with all the attractions all over it, like from all the different parks. I bought that one because I absolutely fell in love with it, and I was like, I have to have it. I have ones that I've bought from like the Disney store. So I have a Moana dress that I bought from the Disney store, as well as a it's kind of like a Hawaiian-y looking dress with all the characters. And then I have a Haunted Mansion dress that I bought when I was at the Magic Kingdom. So I think that's all my dresses. I might have one more fancy dress. Oh, I have the Orange Bird dress. That's the other fancy dress I have.
You have them all, but it sounds like.
I have a bunch.
You got
more
of those, and I had the New Balance sneakers, the Run Disney ones. I had all those for a while.
I wanted that one, too, but I just, I've never bought it, so. Yeah.
Stimulus. All right, Pam, close us out. You got $150 large to spend.
I know, and it's just, it's like hard to choose what I really want to spend it on, because it's almost not enough for some things, and it's too much for other things. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Disney Springs and, like you all, definitely buy a souvenir. But the one thing that I've sort of been looking at lately, there's a line of Disney Cruise Line rolling luggage, and it sort of looks like old style luggage. Like, it has the Disney Cruise Line insignia sort of on it, the logo in navy blue. But at the corners, it has like little leather corner protectors, you know, so it looks like sort of like a steam trunk.
Yeah, like a trunk. And, yeah, those are cool.
Yes, yeah. I know. And I think the smaller one, the one that you take on the plane with you, is $150 or close to that. So I think it might be $159. So I'll use my discount to get to be under my $150. But I'm going to take that too. Oh, look, it's the time of day when the sun is going down in my
when you spend your money the right way, the Bobs they have a sunbeam that go right across your nose.
Right? They're like, oh. So anyways, that's what I'm going to wrap it up with. I'm going to spend that and then infuse a little economy back in the Disney, you know, back into the Disney budget, because I think they deserve it right now. They're, you know, losing a fair amount of money each day by doing this. And, you know, so I want to see them make it through it. That's important to me.
Well, everybody listening to this show, we pretty much do our part to try to maintain the Disney economy. So we'll be there. And it's just kind of a fun exercise. And, it, you know, I've heard people say that they hear like the topics of our shows and they'll use them like at dinner with the family just to talk about, maybe riding in the car. You know, it's kind of I love hearing that, because this is kind of what we do. You know, we did this afternoon walking around the lake. So kind of fun. Haley Joe says, I get tickets for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, do a dessert party, and then get merchandise and snacks.
All right.
That works.
Awesome. All right. That sounds like a fun time, too.
So this continues tonight. So tonight's happy hour, because it's Friday night. And join us live on Facebook, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. And give us a call. We have the phone number up, and you can tell us how you would spend your $500 Disney stimulus check or gift card. All right. We're going to get out of here. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And when you're ready for that next Disney adventure, and adventures out there, and remember, things are going to open back up, and we're going to get back to those favorite places that we love with the people that we love even more, making new memories. Pam mentioned this earlier this week on Facebook and on social media, that what's getting her through these times, the memories she's made traveling previously. And you know what? We're going to make new memories soon. So get those, you know, dream now and plan. Get those plans on the books. So drop by themagicforless.com. Great place to start your planning, whether it's cruise line, world, land, Adventures by Disney. You got all the information there. And while you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And we'll be planning that trip. And don't forget, now, this isn't the Bob's stimulus, but with some packages, there are Disney gift cards. It's like a little mini stimulus, maybe 25, 50 bucks.
That you can, right. You know, that's, you can, right. Pretend TMFLT like
stimulus.
That's what it is.
Exactly. The Pennsylvania stimulus. Yeah, exactly.
Our pockets aren't quite as deep as Disney's.
Hey, gotta stretch it. We've been doing this show for 1,600 episodes, you know, mini stimulus. So there you go. Just drop by the Magic for Less, and that's a great place to start. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you purchase stuff online, we sure appreciate it if you click through that link for the extra 5 seconds. You still get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. Thank you to everybody who continues to use the link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at beourguestmike. And we'll see you tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, that's going to do it for today. Of course, we'll be back again on Monday with the regular shows. That'll be a trip report for your Monday. But again, we'll have shows Saturday and Sunday as well on the feed and, of course, live on Facebook. All right, we're going to get out. Our goal has been met. We made Alfred laugh. And that's seriously, if we can share a laugh today, that is exactly my job's done today. That makes me happy. All right, so we are going to get out of here, and I'm starving. All this food talk is
downstairs right now.
I know, killing me. So I hope that you're having a great Friday. We're going to make it through this. Remember, we're one day closer to getting back to normal. We're many, many weeks into this at this point. We are making it. It's not pleasant for a lot of us. A lot of changes. But I'm telling you, we're in this together. We're staying together as a podcast family. We're doing some great stuff. We're going to make it. Just relax and just keep your head down. We're going to get through this. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.